Welcome to the Mum Boss Podcast, hosted by me, Renee O'Neill. I'm your host, life and business coach for mums, and a mum of two myself. I'm here to help you be the present mum you're wanting to be, whilst also having a successful business, because you can have both. It doesn't have to be one or the other. You have come to the right place if you're a mum who dreams of time and financial freedom and wants to be fulfilled in life alongside motherhood. This podcast is a place where you can come to be inspired and empowered whilst also getting tangible tips, advice, and strategies to help you in your life and business. So let's dive in. So something exciting has happened in my world and I want to share it with you. So I was nominated for the Oz Mumpreneur Award. Now, Oz Mumpreneur is a national award and it is to recognize mums in business. And I think it's pretty amazing to have something like this put together, because if you were to work in corporate, then there are awards for people like that. But quite often, there's not awards for people like myself who are working for themselves, often working from home. You know, there's not often awards for people like me. So that is where Oz Mumpreneur came into the picture and created something for women just like me. And so the fact that I was nominated honestly just made me so incredibly honored and excited that somebody would take the time out of their day to nominate me for that award. And so what happens from there is once you're nominated, you accept that nomination and then you go into the pool with all the other nominees for the judges to work out who are going to be finalists for individual categories. So the Oz Mumpreneurs have different categories of awards that you can be in the running for. And I made it as a finalist for Podcast of the Year, which honestly is so incredibly exciting because this podcast is such a passion project of mine in my business. This is a part of my business that I just utterly love and adore. And the fact that it is being recognized on a national level is just honestly amazing. And I am so excited that, you know, I'm in the running. I'm in the running against some incredible women who have very amazing, successful podcasts. So just to be in the arena alongside these women is an honor in itself. And so I'm very excited. So from here, what happens is the panelists of judges will interview each of us finalists, and then they decide on the winner and announce that at a huge award ceremony in Sydney. And so fingers crossed, guys, fingers crossed. I really hope that, you know, I do well. And, you know, I honestly believe that the fact that I'm even in the running for an award like this is a credit and a testament to you as the listener. The fact that you, you know, support me and the podcast by tuning in, by subscribing to this podcast, you know, the incredible guests that I've had come on that share their expertise, their knowledge, their wisdom, their stories with you. You know, this award isn't just for me, it's for the guests that have been on and you, the listener, and the audience and community that I've built around the Mum Boss podcast. And of course, my coaching business as well. So I'm so excited about this. This is a big, big achievement to have, and I can't wait to see what happens. And of course, I will keep you posted. I will let you know how it goes. But I think on the theme of the fact that this has occurred, it got me thinking about success and what it means, because I think we can have an illusion of what we think success needs to mean based on what we see. But sometimes it's nice just to come back to, like, what does success actually mean to you? And I think it's interesting, my coach, MG, she was sharing on her podcast this, you know, marketing that's coming about at the moment, and calling it success porn. And it is basically where, you know, you have people almost portraying this vision of what success means. And so it will be, you know, images that they share on their content and social media of them standing and posing with extravagant, luxurious cars and, you know, hiring a home for the day to take photos in, almost acting as if that multi-million dollar home is their own. And, you know, it's almost portraying what this illusion of what success they've created, but in reality, it's probably not even what the true reality actually is. And so I think it's always a nice opportunity to tune in and ask yourself, like, what does success actually mean to me? And, you know, it's going to look different person to person. It's going to be different from me to you. You know, what I think what success looks like to me is going to look different to you. And I think when it comes down to business, you know, there are so many different reasons as to why we even started our business in the first place. And I think it can be really helpful to get clear on what your why is. You know, what is the reason you started your business? What is it that you wanted to create for yourself? What is that ultimate future life and business vision and goal that you've set for yourself? And I think it's really powerful because when you do this, it helps us uncover what our biggest motivation is that helps us strive for that success that we're wanting to have. And I think your why helps you when you hit those moments when business gets challenging, when you're faced with adversity, you know, when things are starting to feel really hard, or you're having those moments where you're not in that place where that you're wanting to be at. And so I think getting clear on what success means to you can be really helpful. And I know for me, success for me from a business standpoint is really about being truly fulfilled and passionate about what it is that I'm doing. I think that is success to me, being able to do what I actually truly love as my job is success. You know, success also means to me that by having this business and creating this business and obviously the podcast as well, it means that I have time, freedom, and flexibility because I'm working solely for myself. It means I have the ability to go to my children's school performances, assemblies. It means that I'm able to pick them up from school and drop them off to school each day. And that's success to me. You know, success to me is also being able to financially, you know, run my business, have it provide an income for myself and my family. That's success to me. It means that I get to live a life that I actually truly love and enjoy. That is success to me. You know, being able to be my own boss, make my own decisions, you know, determine things for myself. That is success to me. And personally, and this is absolutely no judgment to anyone else whatsoever, because success is going to always be different person to person. But for me, it's also the fact that, you know, I get to live a life on my terms and I get to live a life that I want. And for me, that doesn't include designer handbags. It doesn't include luxurious cars. It doesn't include multi-million dollar homes. It's not to say that those things wouldn't be incredible, but for me, those things don't mean much to me. You know, just being able to live a life, be in the home that we love. You know, I love the home that we have. You know, be able to go on holidays and do all those things. Those are success, and those things mean something to me. And, you know, success also to me is my clients, seeing them get the results that they're wanting to get, seeing them achieve and accomplish things, you know, kicking goals, you know, getting incredible testimonials and feedback from my clients. That is also success to me. And I think when you get clear on what success means to you, you can look at things from such a different lens. And one thing that I personally do and that I always recommend my clients do is keeping an evidence log of all of your wins, especially in business, keeping a log of, you know, your client testimonials that you receive, feedback that you get. You know, for me, obviously being a finalist in the Oz Mumpreneur Podcast of the Year Award, that is absolutely going on my evidence log. You know, anything that we've got that builds credibility towards our success, that helps us see that we're creating, you know, strides towards our goals and, you know, creating success for ourselves, you know, moving the needle in our businesses. They're all things that we can put onto an evidence log that we can refer to in any moment where we need that little pep. We need that little pick me up because we're feeling like we're in a lull in our business. We're feeling like we're in the low point where things aren't going to plan. That evidence log can really help us go, okay, you know what? Despite it feeling like things are not going the way I would like them to or not going to plan, here's this evidence log of all the incredible things that I've accomplished, all the incredible things that I've done, that I'm working towards, the feedback that I've received, and it really does help you. So I strongly encourage you to take some time to look at what success means to you, to focus in on all the incredible things that you've achieved or accomplished and all the things that, you know, really bring you to that success point that you're wanting to achieve and looking at the success you've already achieved as well, because we all need to really acknowledge the things that we're doing and the things that we're creating and the momentum we're moving and all the things. So I hope that you can take a moment to, you know, celebrate yourself. And, you know, one thing I always love to do again with my clients is to, at the end of every week, you know, sit down and think about the week that's just been and acknowledge all of these wins that you've had. Celebrate the small things, not just the big things. Yes, it's incredible to celebrate these big occasions, these big moments, these big achievements you've had, but also those small little things. The small little things really add up. And, you know, for me, if I didn't do these things, honestly, I wouldn't have even made it as a finalist for the Oz Mumpreneur Podcast of the Year Award, because my podcast has been going for 3 years now. And, you know, there was so many times where it felt like this podcast was not gaining momentum. I was getting barely any listeners to each episode, and it felt like I was putting in all this time and effort into something and I wasn't getting anything out of it. And so if I wasn't, you know, celebrating those small wins, if I wasn't, you know, creating an evidence log to support myself through those earlier days, I wouldn't have even made it to this point. This podcast would not still be going. I would not have made it as a finalist in this award. And so I really encourage you to look at those things and know that whether you're at the starting point of something, at the middle, it is all building towards something bigger. And I really want to urge you not to give up. You know, I really want you to keep going. I want you to, you know, keep going and working towards those goals and dreams that you have, because it's all building towards something. And even if it feels like it's not moving the needle just yet, even if it feels like that momentum hasn't started building, I promise you it will. Just keep going, because you never know what you can achieve. So I will leave you with that today. I will talk to you in my next episode. And if you have any incredible wins or success stories that you would like to share with me, then head on over to my Instagram. You'll find me at renee.o'neill. Jump in my DMs and share them with me. Perhaps I might even do a podcast episode where I get you to come onto the podcast to share all the incredible wins that you have had. So I will talk to you soon. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. To learn more, you can go to reneeo'neill.com. I'm so grateful for you being here and super glad you've taken the time out for yourself to tune into today's episode. If you loved the episode, don't forget to hit subscribe so you can catch the next one when it's released. Also, if you share this podcast to your Instagram stories and tag me at renee.o'neill, I will be sure to send you a little gift straight to your DMs as a thank you.